Hello friends, welcome to another edition of Blue Jays Mike, the 11th episode. My name is David, and today the Blue Jays are playing the Orioles again at the Rogers Center. They are wrapping up their four-game series before taking a break on Monday and playing the Red Sox next at the Rogers Center. I don't know how to say this, but the Blue Jays bullpen imploded today. Never mind the lackluster offense that we saw today from the Jays. The Blue Jays. That's how frightening it is to say. The Blue Jays bullpen gave up 5 runs in the 6th to the Orioles after J.A. Happ left with an apparent injury. And ever since then, they just couldn't recover. Ryan Tepera gave up 4 runs in the top of the 6th, Dominic Leon came in and gave up a run, and you know, 7th inning, they were able to contain the Orioles offense. They pitched a scoreless 7th, but in the 8th inning, Matt Dermody came in, another rookie from the farm system. Matt Dermody, in 1/3 of an inning, gave up as many runs as Francisco Laureano did in his first start against the Rays this season. He gave up 5 runs in 1/3 of an inning, and so his ERA was 135, just like Laureano's ERA. Last week against the Rays. And so the Blue Jays bullpen just imploded. It just exploded, if you will. And the Orioles are now leading 11-2 heading into the bottom of the 9th. It's a very hard game to watch. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I'll just be very blunt. It's a very hard game to watch, and it's a very disappointing game to watch as well, because I thought the Orioles would be shut down today by J.A. Happ. I thought the Blue Jays offense would come alive like they did last night when Kendrys Morales hit the walk-off home run off Tyler Wilson, but instead the Blue Jays offense remains dormant. It remains an eyesore to watch for a lot of Blue Jays fans, and as a result, not a lot of fans are showing up to the Rogers Center today. There's a lot of empty seats. And the Blue Jays look like they're going to lose today's game. So their record at the end of this ball game, it looks like it's going to be 2-10. So it's a very difficult game to watch, but the game is still alive. The Blue Jays still have 3 more outs left, and so with that said, let's see what happens here in the bottom of the 9th. We have Vidal Nuño, who's on the mound for the Orioles. He's a former Yankee, former Diamondback, former Mariner. And now he is pitching here for the Orioles. There's a lot of defensive changes for Orioles. They're bringing in a lot of utility players. And the pitch by Nuno is outside for a strike at the knees. 0-1 account to Chris Coughlin. Blue Jays today are wearing their red uniforms and white pants, red helmet. The pitch is ball, and the pitch again is fouled back to the left side and into the seats. 1-2 to count. Nuno looks at the sign, and the 1-2 pitch is grounded gently to Machado, who picks it up and throws it to first, and that's the first out here in the bottom of the ninth. So just like that, Chris Coughlin is retired. And Nuno spits on the floor several times and looks at the next batter that's at the plate right now, Ryan Goins. And the pitch is inside, low and inside, for a ball though. That pitch could have been called a strike, but instead it's a ball. 1-0 to count. The 1-0 pitch is low and outside, called a strike. 1-1 to count. Nuno looks pretty relaxed on the mound, but of course he's a major league pitcher, so he's feeling some sort of stress. And the pitch is fouled back to the left side. It looks like it hit Pilar. Oh, it looked like it hit Pilar. He's on the ground right now. He's getting back up. He's looking at Ryan Goins and shaking his head, as if to say, hey, you almost hit me. But now he's pointing at his bat. Maybe he's saying that, hey, the ball hit the bat instead of me, and so he's okay. Let's see what Goins does here, and the 1-2 pitch is fouled back to the left side and into the seats. Oh, when you look at that replay of what happened to Kevin Pillar, it hits the umpire on the mask and then it ricochets and hits Kevin Pillar either hit his bat or it hits him in the helmet. But both of them are okay now, and the 1-2 pitch is lined into left field for a base hit. And Ryan Goins now is on base. That was a soft line drive that blew over Machado's head, and that's a base hit. Alright, so one man on, one out here in the bottom of the ninth for the Blue Jays. Orioles are leading 11-2, and the batter now is Kevin Pillar, who takes a ball. And the second pitch by Nuno is fouled back to the left side. 1-1 to count. The ball was picked up by a Blue Jays bat boy. He throws it into the crowd. The count now is 1-1. The pitch by Nuno is inside. Way inside. Almost hits Pilar in the right knee, but instead Pilar gets out of the way, and the count now is 2-1. See the pitch here, and it's fouled back to the left side. 2-2 the count. Blue Jays have one man on. Blue Jays players are looking from the dugout, looking at Kevin Pillar, who swings at a pitch that hits him off of his right knee and dribbles back to the backstop. 2-2 to count. So Pillar is still alive. Let's see what Nuno does here. The 2-2 pitch is grounded foul to the left side, passes Machado, and once again the Blue Jays bat boy picks it up and hands that souvenir to a fan, and the count remains 2-2. Nuno's pitches, and again Pillar fouls it off to the left side. So Pillar stays alive. The count now is 2-2. Gibbons from the dugout is looking at Pillar, who wiggles his bat, pauses, swings, and the ball is driven into left center field. And that's a home run. Gentry runs towards the 400 sign, but runs out of room, and that ball is out of here. There she goes. So Pillar with his first home run this season gives the Jays two runs here in the bottom of the ninth. So it's now 11-4 Orioles. Just like that, Pillar with the two-run home run trims the Orioles' lead to 7. Wow, that was a pitch that was way out of here. Good job by Pillar. And the pitch by Nuno now is a strike to Ezequiel Carrera, who's 2-for-4 today. And the pitch again is in there for a strike, 0-2 to count. Nuno sets and throws, and it's a ball. So it's now 1-2 to count. 1-2 to count. Nuno has a really fast windup, so it's sort of hard to keep up with him. But the pitch is fouled back. Ezequiel Carrera stays alive. 1-2 to count. The pitch by Nuno, again, wow, very fast delivery, is a ball. 2-2 to count. This Nuno guy, very fast delivery. Even though he has a 10.80 ERA right now, 10.80 ERA. And the pitch looks like a strike, but instead it's called a ball, 3-2 to count. Nuno with the 3-2 pitch, and it swung on and missed. So Ezequiel Carrera strikes out, and now there's two outs here in the bottom of the ninth. And Jose Bautista is now at the plate. He's 0-for-3 today. And the first pitch by Nuno is skied into center field. And the center fielder runs towards the infield, makes the catch, and just like that, the Blue Jays are done with this ball game. They lose by a final score of 11-4. So a home run, a two-run home run by Kevin Pillar here in the bottom of the ninth. Um, gave Blue Jays fans a little bit of hope when it comes to seeing an offensive resurgence. But instead, the other Blue Jays players either struck out or lined out to the outfielders. And so it was a valiant effort tonight here in the bottom of the ninth inning. But ultimately, the Blue Jays lose by a final score of 11-4. Let's hope that Jay Happ is okay. Let's see what happens from here on out. Let's hope that it's not too serious of an injury, because if it is, the Blue Jays will need to find replacement starters either in the minors or via trade or via waiver claim to take Jay Happ's place. And the thing with the replacements is that there's no guarantee that they'll be as effective as Jay Happ. So in an ideal world, let's hope that Jay Happ comes back sooner than later, because we need him. We need him to be a staple in this rotation if the Blue Jays are going to win more games moving forward. So I'm crossing my fingers right now when it comes to Jay Happ returning to the Blue Jays rotation. But once again, the bullpen tonight was disastrous. they gave up 5 runs in the 6th, 5 runs in the 8th, and the Orioles' lead went from 1-0 to 11-2. I mean, imagine if the Blue Jays did not give up those 10 runs. You know, imagine if it was still, you know, a 1-run lead and the Blue Jays scored a run in the 7th and a run in the 8th. It would have been 2-1 Blue Jays heading into the top of the 9th. But instead, the Blue Jays headed to the top of the 9th trailing by 9. Instead, it was a 11-2 deficit. It's a very disappointing loss, to say the least. But I'm probably reiterating myself at this point. I'm not saying anything new. All we could hope for at this point is for the Blue Jays to come alive in their series against the Red Sox. Let's hope that their offense could score runs against the Red Sox. But the Red Sox have a lot of good pitchers in their rotation. So it's going to be a challenge facing the Red Sox. I'm hoping that Jose Bautista, his bat would come alive and he'll hit a couple of dingers and provide the spark that the Blue Jays really need to get their offense going. But you know, let's see what happens on Tuesday against the Red Sox. The Blue Jays are going to take a break. Tomorrow, it's their off day, and maybe that's what they need, you know, just an off day to regroup and to reflect on this series against the Orioles, learn some lessons, and create a better in-game strategy heading into their next series against the Red Sox. So once again, the Blue Jays lose this series to the Orioles, and they lose this game to the Orioles by a final score of 11-4. And that's it for today's episode of Blue Jays Mike. I will see you guys on Tuesday. Go Jays.